As a former civics teacher, Bob Petrusky is all too familiar with the U.S. Constitution. But last night was the first time in his life he swore to uphold it as a sitting member of the Assembly. The induction ceremony was performed by City Clerk Sarah Peterson.
And I will faithfully discharge my duties as Assembly Member of the City and Borough of Sitka to the best of my ability. Thank you very much, sir.
Looking on was his former student, Matthew Hunter, who was also sworn in for another three-year term and reappointed as deputy mayor. Benjamin Maiasato was reappointed vice deputy mayor. But it was retiring member Michelle Putz who stole the show. She moved Mayor Mim McConnell and the six-member body, now all male, with a farewell speech.
I'm going to try this year not to cry. I want to thank the Assembly for trusting me and supporting me, so thank you.
Putz served a one-year term in 2012. She returned to the Assembly in January to fill a vacancy created by the resignation of Phyllis Hackett. Putz made her swan song short but explicit. She urged citizens to get more politically involved by, quote, taking responsibility for this community.
By participating in those boards, by putting their name in for stuff, by showing up at those meetings, by voting, by doing all those things, and especially with the Citizens Task Force on City Services, Revenues, and Fees.
The task force has been meeting since September, and attendance has been pretty sparse.
People need to be showing up to those meetings regularly, and if they call a public meeting, then you don't get to complain, because we need everybody to give their input so that good decisions can be made, because we have heard from people, not at the very last moment when it's hard to make any changes, but from the start.
Putz's comments about why citizens should weigh in on municipal politics was a kind of theme throughout the meeting. Matthew Hunter, the Assembly liaison to the Port and Harbors Commission, says the group has struggled to achieve a quorum and thus get any business done. Ben Maiasato said the Library Commission had the same problem last meeting. No quorum, couldn't do business. Like Putz, he stressed that more audience chairs needed to be filled in future meetings of the Citizens Task Force in order for it to be really effective.
The upcoming legislative session is going to be difficult, and if the public wants to be involved in the process, this is where you get your foot in the door here at the task force. So those were very wise words that Michelle gave in her outgoing speech.
To that end, the liveliest discussion last night was about how the Assembly can entice citizens to air their views before the task force, from holding a public forum to advertising the meetings more widely. Right now, the meetings are only advertised once before they take place. Whatever the solution, Tristan Gavon, the Assembly liaison to the task force, said that outreach is a recurring issue for the Assembly and a challenge worth overcoming.
And I think it's something that we struggle with as well, is how do you engage people beyond an evening meeting, or how do you really get out there and get everybody's voice and make sure everybody's represented. So I think I would hope to see more discussion around that. How can we better engage the public and get more input?
The Assembly also rounded out the seven members of another citizen-led group, the Marijuana Advisory Committee. They are Daryl Windsor, Don Jones, Myron Freibush, Andrew Hames, Joseph D'Arienzo, Kitty Saupau, and Levi Albertson. The group will advise the Assembly on how to regulate commercial marijuana come 2016. Assembly member Stephen Eisenbeiss pointed out that compared to the rest of the region, Sitka is late to the party.
Juneau is actually just about ready to complete all their regulations. Their commission has been meeting since the beginning of February, actually. So starting to get down to crunch time on this one.
And in times like these, of both financial strain and big decisions ahead, the Assembly seems to be looking towards its own citizens for leadership. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.